Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center. Welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about love is always on time. Love is always on time. Said another way, God is love, and God is always on time. This is a lesson I began to learn a few years ago, just going through some struggles in my own life. Had a situation where I needed God to really come through, and it looked like it wasn't coming through on time. And he began to show me, you know, like the Toby Mac song says, he's never early and he's never late. And I was just reminded of this last night. My daughter was looking for some songs on YouTube, looking through some Christian songs, and came across a song by Aaron Cole talking about how God is always right on time. It says in the lyrics of the song, it says, love is always right on time. So we can cast aside the worry and all these types of things, because God and love are always right on time. And I want you to remember this. God spoke this to me several years ago. Your life is like a beautiful song. Your life is like a beautiful song. And if you played the right note too early or too late, it wouldn't sound right. He's turning your life into a testimony for him that's a beautiful song. And he's going to be playing the right notes at the perfect time in your life. Sometimes we want him to be early, but he knows the perfect timing for things to unfold in our lives. So let's get started with prayer, and then we'll get into this a little bit more. If you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communion meditations is we start with about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture, coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez, found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to do the other half of prayer, to get still, to examine ourselves, to get our hearts and minds positioned in the light before we take our time of communion for today. Let's get started. Heavenly Father, I pray for everybody who's watching or listening, all their families, their friends, everybody connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And Father, I thank you. I thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of you, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us, and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, I ask you to bless us, to bless our time here together today, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and your grace and your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And I ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. So we're going to go through the other half of prayer. This is where we talk about our four fundamentals. Our four fundamentals. And I want you to think about these four fundamentals. We talked about it yesterday on our daily communion meditation. These four fundamentals are going to help us to better be able to receive all God has for us and to get it flowing through us. It's got to flow through us out into the world. It's got to be received. It's got to flow through us out into the world. These four fundamentals are going to help us to get, number one, get it flowing. Number two, to get it flowing at an expanded level, at an increased capacity, and to get it flowing both bigger and faster in our lives, and to get it where it is secure, where it's not getting lost in transition, where it's protected and it is totally secure because it's happening from the inside out. And remember, masters of anything are masters of the fundamentals. So our first fundamental, getting positioned in light. God's released us from darkness. He's transferred us into the light, into the kingdom of Jesus. But we got to keep our positioning in the light. Every day as time moves forward, we got to keep repositioning ourselves back into the light. Every day as time moves forward, one more day, got to keep repositioning ourselves back into the light. How do we do that? It's forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. Receiving that forgiveness from God, forgiving ourselves in the middle, and walking in forgiveness with other people. And the motivation behind that forgiveness was God's love. The motivation for his forgiveness was his love. Which means we got to walk in love on all three levels as well. Receiving that love from God, loving ourselves, and loving other people. To walk in the light is to walk in love. Now, all of this is accessed by faith. And one of the greatest expressions of faith is thanksgiving and praise. So to be positioned in the light is to be consistently positioned in thanksgiving, in praise, forgiveness, and love, to stay consistently positioned in those things. And when you do, that's like the opener. That's like the thing that gets everything flowing. That brings you into the light, brings you into the kingdom. And it's like a light switch. It's either on or off. Either we're in the light or we're in the darkness. It's like the supply switch, the supply valve. It turns it on or it turns it off. And then we got to magnify that light. Our second fundamental is magnifying light. And this is where we expand our capacity for God to work more in our lives. We get transferred into light, then we're going to expand that capacity by magnifying God. In our lives, we're all magnifying something every day based on what we're thinking about, what we're talking about, what we're meditating on, what we're rolling over in our minds consistently. And that can either be light or it can be darkness. Jesus says, be careful that the light that is within you doesn't become darkness. So we're going to magnify that light. How are we going to do that? We're going to be talking about, we're going to be thinking about, we're going to set our minds on God and his word and his faithfulness and his unfailing love, that nothing's impossible for him, that he's always on time. He can make all grace abound to us, having all sufficiency in all things at all times. We can abound to every good work and be generous on every occasion. We're going to set our minds on our righteousness that's found in Christ. God's promises to us, our righteousness and right standing with him that's found in Christ. We're going to magnify those things, which means what? To make them bigger, to make them greater, to focus on them. That's where our minds are supposed to be fixed throughout the day. But God does give us the choice. We could choose to magnify darkness by focusing and meditating and talking about the problems and the issues and the evil and the darkness, all the things that could have, would have, should have happened. And you've probably had this experience that you've got some problem or issue in your life and you begin to talk about it and you work it over and you think about it from every angle and you get no closer to the answer. By the end of it, you just feel more stressed out and more hopeless because you've magnified the problem. You've made it bigger and bigger and bigger by focusing on it more. But the good news is these issues and problems that we have in life, because we have issues and problems. We live in a dark world at times. It's learning to take these issues and problems and turn them around and bring them into the light and say, God, you know the solution to this. You have the answer for this. Nothing's impossible for you. And that right at the perfect time, you're going to unfold the solution. Right at the perfect time. Love is always on time. Now, if we're going to magnify light, it's important that we get good at recognizing the symptoms of this. When we're magnifying darkness, everything feels heavy and oppressive and confusing, like there's no way out, like you don't know which way to go. Then there's the fear and the stress and the worry and the anxiety, and you can feel your energy levels begin to decrease. There's the dread of the future. Usually we're lacking presence. We're living in regret over the past. We're living in dread of the future, of an uncertain future. When we're focused on the light, we're positioned in the light, we're magnifying the light. Everything feels free and easy and effortless. You're growing and changing, and your life is producing fruit, and it's all happening effortlessly because God's doing the work through you. It's energizing. Your energy levels begin to rise up. Then that peace that surpasses all understanding begins to flow and guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. That joy of the Lord begins to flow, and it begins to equip you and to empower you to function in God's strength. And you're usually present. You're more present. You're living more in the present moment, enjoying God's presence with you right there in that moment. We're going to get good at recognizing the symptoms, because the good news is it literally takes 1 second to change what you're focused on, to turn it right back around and get right back positioned in the light. But we've got to get good at recognizing the symptoms and being able to make fast adjustments. Then as we get positioned in the light, we can see. You can know what to do. So we get positioned in the light. That's like turning on the switch, where all this begins to be received and begins to flow. Then we're going to magnify that light. It's going to begin to expand the capacity where more can flow through you. It's going to give God a bigger area to work in your life. And then as we take action, it's like clearing out the clogs in the pipe. Sometimes these lists of things that we know to do, that we know we should be walking in, begin to pile up on the inside. And it begins to block that flow of what God's trying to do in our lives. So what do you know to do today? And begin to take action on it quickly. When you know what to do, take action. When you don't know what to do, that's where we don't get into the fear and the stress and the worry and the toiling away trying to figure it out. You rest and you wait and you do what you know to do. And you stick with those things and you begin to clear those things out. And what's going to happen? That's going to begin to accelerate the speed of what God does through you. The timing of it. And love is always right on time. And as you begin to take action on the things that you know to do, and you do them how? Trusting and relying on God to flow through you. Not doing it yourself. Gone are the days of having to try to figure it all out on our own, of having to execute everything on our own. Jesus says, it's not me who does the work. It's the Father in me that does the work. You get this positioning in the light. You begin magnifying that light. You're going to feel this just urging or compelling or leading on the inside. And you just begin to go with that flow. You begin to follow those nudges that you have on the inside. You begin to execute the things that you know you need to get done today. And then God's going to begin to lead you to our fourth fundamental, staying tuned into his voice. As you take those first three, it's also getting you to this place where it's secure. He's going to begin to lead you. You're going to get so much more clear on the inside. He's going to begin to lead you day by day. You're going to hear his direction and leading in your life. He's going to lead you one graceful step after another to this beautiful, spacious place, this secure place that's free from all restriction. Our fourth fundamental, staying tuned into his leading and direction today. And one of the ways I like to do that is every day, just before bed, with a pen and paper, just ask this question. God, what is it you're trying to show me today? What is it you're trying to get across to me today? What is it you're trying to teach me or show me today? And just get still and listen for a few minutes. And whatever comes to mind, just begin to write it down. Whether you think it's God or not, just write it down anyway. Is going to begin to help you discern his leading and direction in your life over time as you do this and put it into practice regularly. But love is always on time. Like I said, my daughter was listening to the song by Aaron Cole last night, talking about how love is always right on time. We've talked before about how God is always on time, but he just had a little different way of saying it. Love is always on time. It's a gift of his grace. It's a gift of his love. It's part of who he is, that he's always on time. A couple years ago, I first began to learn about this concept. I was going through what I call my miracle year process. I've got a book called The Miracle Year, where I was stuck in what looked like an impossible situation in my business. I only had a couple days to get everything moved out of my business. We had nowhere to go. And at the last minute, right on time, God began to open a door. And it was this miraculous transfer where everything got righted very quickly. He was right on time. And as I was in the middle of that, I was feeling the pressure and the stress and the weight of all of it at the time. And I was watching my daughter one day play the piano on an app that tracks her playing. And she was playing all of the right notes. I was watching her play, and it was some song that most everybody knows, like Mary Had a Little Lamb or something like that. And she's playing all the right notes, but she's playing them too early. And the app is not giving her credit for her playing, because she's playing the right note, but she's playing it at the wrong time. And I began to understand something about God. I feel like God began to show me. Most people say I'm never late, but I'm also never early. And the thing that I felt like he was trying to get across to me is that our lives are like a beautiful song. And if he played the right note, but he played it too early, wouldn't sound right. It wouldn't be right. Think about one of your favorite songs. If the timing of the notes or the words were off, you would notice. Your life is like a beautiful song, and he knows the perfect timing. There's a rhythm to your life. There's a rhythm to grace. I think in the Message version, I think it's Matthew 11:30, it says there's an unforced rhythm of grace. There's an unforced rhythm of grace that God wants to unfold in our lives. This perfect timing. And he knows what that is. Now, part of walking in his rhythm, walking in his timing, is trusting him. This takes trust, to trust that he's going to come through right on time. That he's not early and he's not late. He's going to come through right on time. This takes trust in him. Now, one of the other concepts that I'm just thinking about as well, we're going to be asking for his help as we take communion with this today. As we take communion today, it's going to be a time of just receiving this from God, just of thankfulness and praise that he is always on time. God is love, and love is always on time. Just of thanksgiving and praise for that. But his love is in us, which means that we should also be on time as well. So how are we doing in this area? Are you a person that's on time? Are you on time for your appointments? One of the ways we can become more like God, to become more like our Father, is to be on time. I would say to always be on time. But you know what? There's probably going to be some times when you miss it. But what is your pattern when it comes to being on time? And as we take communion today, if you're someone that needs help with that pattern, we're going to be asking for his help. That he would begin to work in you and to flow through you to become more and more like him. We are also always on time. So we're going to take communion here. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. Thank you that you are love. That you're always on time, and you want to turn our lives into this beautiful song, and the timing you have is just perfect. And we thank you that you know the perfect time for everything in our lives. We thank you for your love and your faithfulness, that we can put our hope and our trust in your unfailing love for us, that you'll never let us down. We thank you that you loved us so much, you were willing to send your one and only Son to die for us. If you would do that, how would you not freely give us all things? I'm just thinking about it as well. When Jesus came, the point of his sacrifice in all the course of history, the Bible talks about in the fullness of time. Jesus came at exactly the perfect time. One of my daughters and I were having this discussion a little while back. She said, well, if the plan was always all along to send Jesus, why did God wait so long? Why did he let people go thousands of years or however long they went before sending Jesus? And I told her, so I don't know the exact answer, but what I do know is this, is that the Bible says in the fullness of time, at the perfect time, that's when he sent Jesus. In the fullness of time. There's some reason, there's some perfect timing of why he sent Jesus when he did. So Father, we're asking for your help as well today. To help us become more like you. You would help us to be on time in our lives as well, in sync and in rhythm with you and your timing. Father, we just thank you for this bread. Thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Then he said, take it, receive it. He makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight through his one sacrifice. And now we've got this partnership with God. The cup of God's wrath was poured onto the body of Jesus so that we could have the cup of his blessing. And part of his blessing is his timing. He wants to be right on time in your life. So Father, we thank you for this bread and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, this is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many. That forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. But it was all motivated by love. Now we can have this covenant relationship with God. And I believe as you see him coming through right on time in your life, one of the things it does is it helps you to just know him better, to grow in your relationship with him, to grow in your trust with him even more. In this personal relationship with him. Father, we thank you for this cup and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take a juice. All right, so now it's about walking it out today. Stay positioned in the light, in forgiveness and love and thanksgiving and praise. Keep magnifying God, meditating on his word and his faithfulness, your positioning in Christ. Keep doing the things that you know to do today and doing them trusting and relying on him to flow through you. And stay tuned in for his leading and direction today. He's going to begin to lead you to this beautiful, spacious place that's free from all restriction. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.